This week, we've had two instances of so-called go-arounds, one here at Midway and then one at Reagan National in D.C. Aviation experts say those maneuvers are not entirely uncommon on commercial flights for various reasons. We'll get the opinion now of a aviation journalist and veteran pilot, air traffic controller, flight instructor, and FAA supervisor, Robert Mark. Robert, good morning. Does this happen more than we realize?
Oh, it probably does, Bob. I mean, unfortunately for the passengers, they don't know what's going on when it happens because it kind of happens at the last minute. And the crew is busy up front actually flying the airplane, and it's not usually until they're kind of settled back into the pattern, coming back around for another landing, that the captain or the first officer has a chance to get on the PA and say, you know, sorry about that, folks. You know, there was a mix-up on the runway, or there was a car on the runway. I mean, it happens. I mean, mm-hmm. It does, because there's humans involved. And whenever you have humans, there's an opportunity for an error.
And when pilots execute this go-around maneuver, most of the time, passengers wouldn't even notice if the plane is still flying high enough on the approach, right?
Oh, that's absolutely true. I mean, it's only like the one at Midway yesterday where they were just about to touch down because the power on the engines is back at just about at idle at that point, and to get the airplane back up in the air, you have to push the throttles all the way in. You hit the accelerator to the floor, and that certainly makes a dramatic change.
I heard that these runway incursions, as they're called, the numbers are actually down in recent years, aren't they?
Well, they are. I mean, because the FAA has been working very hard on the education side of this, letting people know that, you got to pay, and I say guys generically, that you've got to pay attention when you're driving around on a runway, that there are other people there beside you. But again, that's what pilots are trained to do. But again, sometimes, because it's a human, they make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, FAA says nearly 4 out of every 1,000 arrivals at the nation's 30 busiest airports involved go-arounds in 2023, and the FAA handles about 45,000 flights a year. In these two recent instances, the one at Midway and the one in D.C., does it seem to you, and I know we're still getting information, does it seem to you that the FAA controllers did their job properly?
Oh, it certainly sounds. I listened to the audio on the one here at Midway, and the controller was doing the best he could. Something was going on in the cockpit of that business jet, and we don't really know what it was, whether they were distracted by something or what, but they missed a couple of calls, and they did get some of the instructions wrong. And then, of course, the main thing, they got to the runway where they were asked to stop, and they just kept going.
No.
And we don't know why.
And what do we know about what happened in Washington, D.C. that same day?
Sorry about my dog here, but, we don't know much about the one in D.C. at all. And all we know is that it didn't make the headline, so it was probably less involved than the one at Midway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mentioned this yesterday. I was curious, are we just hearing about this more? Because as we've said, I mean, this does happen a lot, but right now the focus is on aviation, so it could be that more is getting reported now. What do you think?
Well, these things tend to run in bunches. I don't know what the what philosophy is of the grand scheme of the world, but they do come in bunches, and like we had a rash of them a couple of Januaries ago, back in 23, January and February. And again, I don't know why, but of course, when they are very close, it's bound to be very dramatic. Because I look back at one of them that happened in 23 down in Austin, Texas, and that was incredibly close, even closer than the one here at Midway.
Yeah, there's a statement from American Airlines saying American has a no-fault go-around policy, as a go-around is not an abnormal flight maneuver and can occur nearly every day in the national airspace system. You were a controller for a long time. Was that your experience?
I think I would say that. I mean, the goal of the go around is to protect the crew, the airplane, the passengers, and people on the ground. I mean, and so you can't be thinking about, gee, is the boss going to be upset because I didn't land out of that approach. I mean, that should be the last thing on your mind. Yeah, but however, you know, there is this last line of defense when you're on the ground, which is just like when you were a kid and your mom said, hey, when you cross the street, look both ways. And, we are taught as pilots to do that, that when you cross an intersection, you look out the window. The person in the left seat looks out the left. Person in the right looks out the right. Says clear left, clear right. I would say they probably didn't do that in this case, or they would have seen that 737 about to land on the runway.
Well, fortunately for us, even though people are a little nervous lately, the most dangerous part of taking a trip on a plane is driving to the airport. And appreciate your expertise and what you've done in aviation. Robert Mark, thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, you betcha, Bob. Take care.